This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Moving ships and submarines from point A to point B requires a careful ballet of many interconnected systems. Behind those systems are engineers. They don't work in obscurity. In fact, the Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command Atlantic has named its 2021 Engineer of the Year. Charles Bolt joins me now. Mr. Bolt, good to have you on.
Good to be here, Tom.
Tell us what the Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command exactly does. Let's start there.
Well, the Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command, as it's now known, is basically the acquisition and tech authority for all the Navy shore facilities throughout the world. So we support our warfighters here in the United States as well as other system commands around the world.
So this would be facilities where ships come into and go out of, I imagine.
So the word facility, as I'm using it, is basically a building or structure that supports the warfighter, whether it be a hangar, a command facility, a pier or wharf or something similar to that.
And what is your particular role in all of this?
So my role is an electrical engineer in the electrical design branch here at NAVFAC Atlantic. Most of my work involves supporting design and construction efforts in the European theater, Italy, Spain, and Greece. And lately that's included a number of complex critical communication centers that support our warfighters in the European Central and Africa commands.
Interesting. So these are telecommunication systems or electrical systems or maybe a hybrid of both?
Basically facilities or buildings that support voice and data, satellite communications between different entities in that theater, yes.
And what, if any, are the differences between designing a system, say, that might operate in a place like Italy or Greece versus one that might operate here in the United States?
It's kind of a complex dance that we do. When we do design work in the European theater, we typically work with a host nation consultant, and then joined with them, we work with the command over there. And because it's a complex system of different codes, standards, criteria, and requirements for whatever host nation country we're working in.
I imagine the voltages, the current levels, and so forth, and frequencies are different over there. Yet you have to conform to what the Navy is using worldwide. So sounds like there's a lot of mixing and matching and sort of compensating that might have to go into these designs.
Yeah, there is a lot of complexity to it. But typically, overall, even though we're designing and building facilities in a different country, we use not the U.S. standards, but we design the facility that eventually, in the end, if they ever do get turned over to the host nation, then they'll be accredited for use with all their standards and codes.
And where do the requirements get generated that get handed to you for these design projects?
The requirements are complex, and basically we use unified facilities criteria and unified facilities guide specs that we have developed, but we also have to use industry standard and commercial codes and standards as well.
And does most of your work involve staring at a screen all day using a mouse, or do you have some interaction with the people who might actually be ending up using the facilities?
The majority of our work is office-based, computer-based. But we also, and I think I speak for most people, look forward to times when we do have to collaborate with people in certain areas. So there is some sort of travel and interaction involved with most of our designs.
And of course, there's the translation from the design to the construction of the hard wiring and so on. Do you go over perhaps to those countries to make sure it all works as you hoped it would?
Yeah, there's the typical process involves designing a facility and then putting it out for bid. And then the construction process usually ends with certification and commissioning of all the complex systems involved and eventually a turnover to the activity where it's been constructed.
We're speaking with Chuck Bolt. He's the Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command Atlantic's 2021 Engineer of the Year. And when you're not working directly on Navy projects, I understand you spend quite a bit of time mentoring up-and-coming younger engineers. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I've been with NAVFAC for about 20 years now. In the month of December, it'll be 20 years. I've seen people come and go, of course, retiring, taking other assignments at our other commands. We do have new people come in all the time. We have a real need and desire to bring these people up to speed with their technical knowledge and their ability to navigate this very complex system of criteria and codes. So what we typically do is have a senior person assigned to younger engineers that kind of lead them through and get them involved with a project and collaborating with other disciplines in that project.
And do the projects mostly these days a matter of cobbling together standard parts and subsystems, or do you sometimes have to add a resistor here or change a voltage there?
Typically, they're straightforward, but involve many different disciplines: architecture, structure, civil, mechanical, fire protection. So we typically work as a team to put an entire facility together.
And is your deliverable a schematic then, basically?
Our deliverable is a construction contract, which basically includes two components, a set of drawings and a specification that's in a text format.
Got it. And how did you get into this type of work? Were you the kind of kid that got a soldering iron for Christmas and was happy about it?
I don't know about the soldering iron, but I've always been kind of a tinkerer. And I started off personally with going to a Votech-type school during high school and then on to electrical engineering program in college.
Got it. So you've seen a lot of change in the whole field. And how do you keep up with the latest in terms of electronics and engineering principles?
Well, I tell you, it's tough to keep up. And the electrical, one thing I think that makes electrical engineering so desirable to me is that it is always changing. As soon as you think you know what you're doing, you are faced with new technology and new ways to design it. And I myself try to stay involved with telecommunication societies and lighting societies in general to focus on new products and new technologies.
I wanted to ask you about that. You're also into lighting design. Is that a Navy pursuit or something you do as a kind of a hobby?
My lighting design work is kind of like a special interest. I started in kind of like the onset of my career. I'm a past president of the local Illuminating Engineering Society. And for me, it's kind of exciting because mostly the electrical engineering design doesn't involve a whole lot of artistic, creative element. And doing lighting design gives me that ability to be creative in an otherwise not-so-creative world.
Now, you have been named 2021 Engineer of the Year for the command in Atlantic. Now you go on, and there's the possibility of being the National Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command Engineer of the Year?
I believe that's the process, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not too familiar with the process of what happens after this.
Well, if that's the way it works, we wish you luck. Chuck Bolt is the Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command Atlantic Engineer of the Year. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity.
We'll post this interview along with a link to more information at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on your schedule, subscribe at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.